Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
58. That's 800-218-4958.
Late, great Joe Cocker brings back Mad Dog Englishman Joe Cocker. 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Mad Dog, American Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. Cliff Inico, he's not mad at all. He's a great guy. He's an attorney, a small business attorney, author of a number of books. You can find all of those at succeedinginyourbusiness.com. I encourage you to go there and check out his column, which is a regular column, and it's on some rubber meets the road stuff. Just the kind of stuff you're facing in your business. Check that website out. Check out Cliff. You'll thank me later. Cliff, thanks again for being here. We're talking about what can be done in the workplace. How much latitude? How can a business owner get into trouble?
Yeah.
By trying to keep.
Let me finish.
How much trouble can you get in? And if you don't know the rules, if you don't know what your rights are, what your employees' rights are. And Cliff, we've been talking about that. And Cliff, you've got three things. I don't think you mentioned those three things that you recommend to people in the last segment, did you?
Yeah. Well, first of all, there's only three things you can do. The law is unclear, and given the current state of Congress, we're not going to get a resolution anytime soon. It's just too much of a hot potato. So what I'm suggesting is, first of all, you've got to speak to a local employment lawyer, number one. Find out what the local rules are, number one, because they say different states have different rules on this. Some cities actually have anti-discrimination laws. Seattle, I think, has one. So find out what the local rules are. That's number one. Number two, develop a policy on political activity in the workplace. If you go online, if you search for employee policy, politics in the workplace, you'll find a number of websites where they have sample language. Have your attorney help you with this. But come up with a policy and focus not on the people's right to speak. Focus more on behavior. That anything that disrupts the smooth operation of the company will be subject to discipline, may be subject to termination. That's the best thing you can do. And then number three, in this situation where, you know, you got a problem, one employee is disrupting the works and people are ostracizing him, call a meeting of all your employees and focus, don't focus on the speech, focus on the fact that things are slowing down. We're not meeting orders on time. You know, customers are starting to complain. Focus on the business and how things aren't working smoothly. Now, in an extreme case, I mean, if that problem can't get solved, you may have to remove the agitator. You may have to do it. Now,
The agitation is political.
Even if the agitation is political. Now, the one thing I would caution
you're going to have to document, aren't you?
Document, and make sure that that he can't claim that there's some other basis for the discrimination. So, for example, if he is your only employee of a certain ethnic group or religion, or if he's older, over the age of 40, talk to a good employment lawyer, because the first thing this guy's going to say is, well, wait a minute, you didn't fire me because I expressed my views. You fired me because I'm an old guy.
And you're going
to
have
then
to give
you got
them,
a problem.
You're going to have to give them, go through a performance improvement cycle.
Correct.
Probably
at least
90 days, right?
At least 90 days, precisely right, and give him a chance and let him know. And, again, try not to focus on the speech. Focus on the disruption that is causing.
You know, there's one other – and, folks, here's what you got to do. When you go through that performance improvement interview with them, tell them what's going on, you have to put that in writing and then have them sign it.
That's right.
You know what I've seen? I've seen this happen before, Cliff. There's something about signing that document, making them sign it, that straightens people out.
It does. Well, first of all, if you have more than three or four employees, you should have an employee handbook anyway. I mean, you know, regardless of this one issue. A good employment lawyer will do it for probably around $1,000, but it's money that's well spent in this case. And if you do have employees with divergent political views, make sure that is included in the employee policy. Mm-hmm. That's the first step. And then make sure the employee signs off on it. You know, very often they'll have meetings where the outside attorney will come in and give like a training class for an hour.
Cliff, before we go, I want to stop you for a second. That's great advice. I got 1 minute left for something we have not talked about.
Sure.
What if the owner has political views? How far can the owner go in sharing those views with their employees?
Okay, well, I always tell people, I mean, unless you are in a political business, if you're a mm-hmm. lobbying firm right, or something right. like that, politics really needs to stay out of the workplace.
Mm-hmm.
It really does. And that's the thing. All it does is disrupt. It's like my great-grandmother told me, you know, when I was a kid, you know, you ever discuss politics or religion with people? You try to avoid it because these are things that divide us. These are not things that bring us
together.
But
there are issues that the policy issues that affect certain industries.
That's right.
Is it okay to talk to them about those things?
Well, that's the subject of our next interview.
Because that's related to our jobs.
That's right.
So
yeah,
we'll
political lobbying by companies. This will be our next interview. Jeff.
There you go. We'll do that. Hey, thanks for being here. Good job.
Come Always a pleasure, soon. Buddy.
Cliff Inico, ladies and gentlemen, succeedinginyourbusiness.com. If you check that out, you'll thank me later. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.